KCAKGL. Kilo Echo 8 and Whiskey Oscar Juliet. KHWOJ, Statewide 1. KCAKGO, KHWOJ.
Good morning, Rick.
KAWOJ, KCAKGL, good morning.
What are you doing up so early and on the road already?
Special assignment. Hold on, got a phone call.
KCAKGL.
Good morning, early bird. NAWRO.
Oh, you can say it's early, like 3 o'clock early.
Well, I know. I copied the traffic on FBI earlier. Does that mean you get off early or no? You just got a long day.
It's a matter of personal opinion, I guess you can say. I mean, technically, I can go home at like 1, but I'm going to go, you know, I had something else planned for today before this other thing got dumped on us.
I assume there was some type of a quasi-emergency call for 3 a.m., or how that happened?
Around 6 o'clock Friday night, my coworker and I got a message from the boss saying, hey, you guys got to be at one of these sites each at 5 a.m., and this is a national thing. This isn't a, you know, just isolated to Detroit. So we have 4 sites with Google here in Michigan, and they're all in my district. So my coworker went to the 2 in Ann Arbor, and I went to the 1 in Novi and the 1 in Detroit.
I see. Something big. So you had to coordinate. I got you. That makes sense now.
Well, the only coordination was is that we had to be at the site at 5 o'clock just in case something went south when they did whatever they did, the reshuffling of sites in the software itself in California. So he went to the first site in Ann Arbor, and nobody was there, so he went to the second site where somebody was there, verified everything was good there. Then he left and went over back to the first site, and while he was doing that, I was at Novi waiting for somebody to let me in, and I never verified everything was okay, sat around for a couple minutes, make sure nothing was, you know, went south, and got down there. Then I had to drive all the way out here to Detroit, go to this one, and waited for my contact person to show up, and that was 8 o'clock, and verified all the controllers were up to date, working just fine. I just left. Now I'm heading up to Troy to help another guy.
All right. Sounds like they were doing the abundance of caution thing to have you guys standing by. It all worked out, but if it did go south, you would at least been there. Hey, Tom, do you know anything of Burnside, north of Richmond, one of the DMR site? As far as you know, Burnside is up and running, right? Or maybe you don't even know.
I believe Burnside is. I mean, haven't heard anything different about it, because that's the one that I bounced off of when I'm up there at 69 and MIT through the pier and everything. That's the Burnside repeater. As far as I know, the site's up. You know, Jeff hasn't said anything otherwise.
All right, so you have used it, within the last month or something?
Yeah, that's the one that I hit when I head off to Grand Rapids. I jump off of the one at Mount Clemens, and I hit Burnside.
All right. Riley can't hit it where he's at up, but I'm looking at the heat maps, and, it's kind of sketchy where he's at. And then I was recommending it for Dakota with your conversation this morning. I think it covers his QTH. I don't know how accurate those heat maps are, but and then for me, it actually reaches down and covers Richmond. So I'm going to throw it in and test it out. But Wally chimed in on FBI or on Discord FBI and said, you better check with Jeff, see if Burnside's up. He thought something was down up there, and nope, you've confirmed it already. So sounds good. Appreciate it.
I mean, don't hold me to it, don't put my feet to the fire just yet. And I said the last time I was on it was probably about a month ago. I don't even pay attention to the screen anymore. As long as it chirps and it connects, I open my trap and talk forever. But as far as I know, I mean, Jeff hasn't said anything on Discord or anything about it going down. KCKKO.
NAWRO. No, I'm not that worried about it. I just didn't want to spend a little time this morning putting it in the radio. That's all it is. I'm going to put it in my radio and test it out, and I'll confirm it. I'll let you know. no worries other than that. So, hey, you're going to be able to, I mean, you probably don't even know if you're going to be able to make Riley's meeting tomorrow. They are going to do WinLink, apparently. You saw the posting on Discord.
Yeah, I saw the posting. I should be able to make it out there. I only have one run tomorrow for right now, but we'll see how the day rolls. I'm going to try to stay local on Thursday because I want to meet because we're going to be doing WinLink in our off, you know, in our meeting on Thursday.
Well, that's it. We might be duplicating it, but some of the new guys, I think, I think Dean's coming up there, so he might like it. He might be listening, too. Dean. If you can make it, even if you don't want to stay, it's just checking out their EOC. Taking a look at their EOC there, it's pretty nice. I mean, don't get me wrong, MISD is nice to hold our classes, but they got something nice up there for meetings as well as deployment, I guess.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty neat to check out.
All right, Tom, I didn't even have breakfast yet. I'm getting hungry, so I'm going to head in there, make some eggs up, and I'm sure we can chat later. Yeah, I should be out here. Don't think I'm really doing much of anything except for a Discord meeting with Dave and John this afternoon, and I don't even really know if I have anything for that, but I think we should, you know. Set's coming up, so we all got to get together and figure out if there's anything we need to be doing. So, sounds good. Have a good day, and I'll be listening. NAWRO.
Yeah, I had my Kellogg's Special K with strawberries at Google, so I'm good for right now. No way, they didn't have any make. All right, for your breakfast, I'll be like, in and out most of the day. KCKGO.
Good morning, fellas. KDHWOJ. I had my breakfast and pills already. That's about it.
No, I just had cereal.
You know, Rick, as I was walking away from the radio, I said, well, what's that phrase that Ricky always says that my something is to keep my backbone? How'd that go again? NAWRO.
Yeah, my stomach's chewing at my backbone.
That's it. All right, I'm out. Into the kitchen. NAWRO.
Chow mein, NAWRO, KCKHO.
Met there yesterday. I think I got the time mixed up there. By the time I got on and got it tuned in there, you guys were just about done. So I didn't even have time to check in.
What, the Central Michigan Met that Dana runs?
Yeah, I think that's the one on the Mount Clemens repeater there.
Oh, I didn't hear anything last night. Of course, I went to bed early. Had to be up at 3.
Holy cow, that, yeah, there is early. Sometimes I'm still up at 3, but I don't usually get up at 3. I'm up, although this morning I was up at 4. I was laying in bed, and I'm having trouble with my Clearnode. So I got the ZumSpot Elite fired up there and got some programs into that, and I'm using that now. So anyway, that got me out of bed at 4. And then I had to go out and feed the kids at 5, and now I get to play a little bit.
No, I didn't do much yesterday. You know, I was working on my daughter's laptop, getting it all updated. And then had some food, and then went to bed about 10 o'clock. Woke up about 3, 3:30, muddled around, and left the house about 4:15 to be at Novi by 5.
Well, you don't seem to get much time to yourself or time off kind of thing, so I don't know why you wouldn't do it. You seem like when you get any time off, you would take some, sit back and rest a little bit, enjoy a little bit of life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we went to the Arps picnic, and then, what did we do? Went to the Arps picnic a couple weeks ago, then went and saw my daughter's horse, and then on Sunday we went to the Richmond, good old days with Wally, his wife, and grandkids, and met up with Tim, and now I have a phone call. I'll be back.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango.
KE8LAX, KE8LAX, NAWRO.
NAWRO, KE8LAX, I'm in the house, I'm leaving on Clemens machine, how copy?
Remarkably good. I was wondering if you might have a minute. I just pushed a new code plug to the Kinect system, and I got Burnside in there, and I think I can hit it, but I'd like to give it a shot. Copy?
Copy that. Let me step outside and turn on the color radio.
Understood. It'll still be statewide one. It's nothing changing on your end. Your signal would still be coming from Mount Clemens, but I'm going to see if I can go north and have it go around about like that. So I'll be transmitting in just a second. Got to switch up there. Stand by. NAWRO.
My name is Carl, 88LAX, standing by.
K8LAX, K8LAX, this is N8WRO, transmitting from Richmond to Burnside. How copy?
Tim, you are 5'9", you sound amazing. You're getting in real good, and no breaking up, you really are actually. How far is that machine from you?
Quite a bit up there. I did not do the line of sight, but that is definitely the next machine that's in line. So, you know, like the closest machine that could even be possible. I mean, maybe Detroit. I mean, I'll put in Detroit. And like I said, there's another one that's closer to Dexter, but that's for when this is mobile. But this is awesome, and it does appear that I have a backup, you know, in case Mount Clemens went down. You're sounding good, so you must be outside. You're sounding good even inside, so over to you. Well, a couple things on that. One of the guys from St. Clair County, I think it was Riley, said his QTH is up there in that area. And I looked at the heat maps, and there's a little bit of a sparse coverage area right in that locale. It must be maybe lower-lying land or something like that. Richmond, not too bad. Side note, I'm on medium power, so I could always jump up a little bit. And then I did another map for the Almont area for another ham, and it looks like Almont has pretty full coverage on this. So, yeah, no doubt, it's not necessarily, oddly, it's not necessarily better coverage up in Port Huron Way. I was going to say bring it to the airport if you come out there, but it's probably not going to be good coverage there. I don't know. Doesn't hurt to test, though, that's for sure. Over to you.
Well, now since I'm on the team and we use our so regularly, I always have one of my, at minimum, one of my radios on me. And I might be able to hit it. All I have for DMR is handheld. I have nothing mobile, so... If 5 watts hits it from there, awesome. I'm going to double check and make sure I have frequency. I think that I do because when everyone was doing statewide, or not, I'm sorry, from the Burnside, and I can barely hear it, but I can't open it for some reason.
Well, in a few minutes, I'll be posting a nice link to the Central Michigan page again. I know you've been there, but we sent over the air a nice short link, so I'm going to push that out, and then I'm going to throw out a PDF with these heat maps for Burnside for anyone in the North Country here, and just another option. That's all it is. So, and as far as putting it in, why not? These radios have so much memory. There's no reason why the argument is program all 17 pairs. Now, I'm not sure if I'm going to be driving up to the UP anytime soon, but nevertheless, hey, you know what? Be prepared. Why not? Over to you.
KEALAX. Yeah, I agree.
All right. Sounds good, Dean. I did get a phone call, so I'm going to have to cut you loose. So.
Tim, I'm sorry. All right. Sounds good. and we'll be talking to you soon. At least it's a kilo, right? We're not outside 3 months.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Julia. Good evening, fellas. Or afternoon.
Got Whiskey Oscar Juliet. The name here is Dean. How are you doing today?
Hi, Dean. It's Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet. Rick over here in West Bloomfield. Kind of a little southwest of Pontiac.
South Pontiac. Copy that. I'm currently in New Haven, 27 in Gratiot.
Oh, okay. How you doing? I'm kind of sorry I missed your, yesterday? I wanted to get in on the net there on Mount Clemens there, but I was a little late by the time I got in and got on the radio. You guys were almost done.
I don't believe there was a net yesterday. Not for the 7.2, I don't believe.
Oh, there was one. Let's see. What is it? K-A-8-M-A-H. It's the Mount Clemens repeater there. I think it was a Central Michigan net or something like that, around 6 or 6:30, something like that.
We're probably referring to, W-8-M-A-C, and I'm not familiar with one of their nets. Someone else out here is probably familiar. I know that the Macomb County ARSPC does one on the W-8-M-A-C on the 7.2 in Mount Clemens, and that's at except for the in-person meeting.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's the one I was thinking of. For some odd reason, I thought I heard you on there. sorry, my bad. I'm getting old.
Oh, no, you're perfectly fine. You're good. I just recently joined the Macomb County ARSPC, and I've been trying to stick my nose in everything that I possibly can. And if there was a net yesterday, I definitely missed it. But I was also working on some WinLink stuff with AWRO Tim, and we were working on messages and stuff along those lines. And then tomorrow we're Clare County ARSPC meeting, and probably going to work on some RF one link as well.
Yeah, I know. I hear you guys every day from the Macomb or PSC there, talking away and working away kind of thing. I don't know any other group that works as hard as you do, at least none that I can hear. You guys are at it all the time. It's pretty impressive.
From what I understand, the Macomb County ARSPC kind of stalled out there for a long time, and gave our
Well, you were coming in loud and clear. I don't know what happened there, but you kind of dropped out a bunch of times, and there was a little bit of noise in there. Maybe it's my I'm on a dumb spot elite there. I was using the clear node, but I started having a little trouble with it, and so I just programmed a bunch of channels to use the Zoom Spot Elite, and I got a new radio I'm using, so maybe it was mine.
Great. No, that was not yours. He was dropping out.
Oh, thank you, Anthony. Appreciate it.
Oh, wait, we know 5-3 on statewide 1. Is that any better? How copy?
I can hear you.
Awesome.
I must have hit a dead spot.
Yeah, I kind of was paying attention. I know kind of a friend of mine, Keith, KD8ZSQ there. I think he's an EOC or he's some kind of leader there in the Wayne County. And so I was kind of paying attention mostly to them guys, but they don't do a lot of their talking and working and discussing on the air kind of thing. I think they do it mostly by phone. So, but you guys are mighty impressive. I hear you every single day working on something to do with that, and it is very impressive. I'm going to be listening to you guys come October 4th.
Sounds good. This will be my first set, and I'm actually really excited about it. Just to see what it's about. And then I've heard a few other people that did the last set that were like, oh, as soon as I did this, I was hooked. So I'm definitely excited for it. Back over to you.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's even kind of exciting and interesting just to listen and not, you know, not participating kind of thing. It's nice to know that if things happen to go bad, there's a whole bunch of people that are set up and ready to go to help out. I thank you guys for that.
I think the cool part is that there's a, you know, there's a lot of people from all different walks of life, and you know, even people that have a hard time with mobility and stuff like that aren't able to, you know, deploy per se, are, you know, still involved with, you know, doing stuff at their home QTH even, whether that be logging, net controlling, whatever, and what have you. It's pretty cool. Everybody's kind of got their thing, and I think it works out, and like I said, from what I understand, it kind of stalled, and now it's picking back up, and it seems like it's picking up real strong, real fast. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it myself. It's like I said, it's interesting to listen to, and then you got one county that somebody gets assigned to go contact another county and establish communications and get info and all this kind of stuff, and then you wander over there and see if they did or didn't. And you know, it's interesting. We get to hop around and keep up with what's going on, but sometimes, you know, they send them off to HF to see if they can contact the state police and different kind of things. So it's interesting to hear all the work that goes on, and it kind of goes on for the whole morning. Saturday, it's usually a Saturday morning, but yeah, I always look forward to it.
AE8LAS. Anybody doing the set? I didn't even know the set was a thing until I joined up with these guys, and they're like, "Oh, we're getting prepared for the set," and I'm like, "All right, all hands, I'm in." But yeah, I didn't even know it was a thing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I've only had my license about 2.5 years, I guess, something like that. But I think I missed the first one in the spring, and then by the fall, I had heard about them, so I've been kind of sitting in on the rest of them for the next couple of years there. I'm a little bummed that it's only twice a year, but it's a lot of work, so I can understand that.
K-E-A-R-U-H, you popped up on the screen, but I didn't get anything. Go ahead.
I mean, you guys talk, and Ricky was saying, it's pretty fun to listen to. A few years ago, was driving up north on the Saturday that they did it and was able to scan through channels and pick up almost every single county I drove in. It was pretty awesome.
It's definitely pretty cool. And then I've been kind of reading on how each county is graded or scored, if you will. Interesting thing, too.
Yeah, now I was surprised to hear about the scoring. I didn't really know they did that. I guess everything turns into a contest, doesn't it?
I don't know if I would necessarily say. I guess a contest, but on the same note, it also offers, you know, each individual county a ability to figure out where they could improve, need to improve, or where they're solid and where their strong points are. So I think that's fairly important, actually. Back over to the other fellow. I didn't catch her name.
Name here is Anthony. Just listening in on my way home.
Nice to meet you, Anthony. And please call me Rick, not Ricky. that darn SEC, you got to have your exact birth name, you know. My parents, back when I was born in 53, I Love Lucy was the most popular show on primetime TV, so they decided to name me after Ricky Ricardo. And, oh, boy. You know when they give you them cutesy names when you're young, and then when you grow up, you just hate them. K-A-W-O-J. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, I'm a little bit too young to be familiar with I Love Lucy, so I don't know if I can relate there, but I do understand what you're saying. Anthony, are you just monitoring, or are you actually in the round table?
I am happy to continue to be in the round table. If you guys are going to be chatting for a while, I got about 20 minutes left in the car before I get home.
Well, there's nothing I enjoy more than round tables with folks driving home and keeping them busy and their mind off those nasty drivers out in front of them. Nice to meet you, Anthony. KDWOJ, go ahead, Dean. And guys, I'm just curious how the audio is on this. Is it, be honest, is it lousy? Is it okay? Because if you're not honest, you're going to have to listen to that lousy audio for a while. I don't know if I got it set up right. It's the first time I'm using this combination here.
It's really nice with a good audio level. I actually had to turn my radio down a little bit because there's a couple people on here that come across fairly quiet. But I definitely agree with the definitely crappy drivers.
Right. Yeah, I had to turn my volume down a little bit. You're kind of booming right in here. It's not clipping or, you know, not on. I don't think it's on the edge in there, but it's nice. And I know what you mean. That was my only little complaint about DMRs. One fellow will be nice and low, and you got to turn the volume up, and the next guy comes on, and he's just busting the speaker, almost ripping the paper. Turn it back down. Turn it back up. Turn it back down. It gets old. And that's what I was hoping, not to do the same thing, kind of match in, blend in with everybody else. KDWOJ, go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, like you said, you're nice and loud. So you're nice and loud. So I mean, yeah, having turned it down a little bit, I could agree with that. I don't know if you've tried dropping the gain if your radio has that feature. And maybe that'll bring it down just a little bit to kind of match the average. But clarity is right there.
Yeah, I've just been playing with it. I've brought it down twice now. I think I can still bring it down one or two more steps, assuming I'm adjusting the correct thing. But yeah, I'll get it adjusted again this evening and try to get back out here and see if what the feedback is, because I want it to be palatable to everyone.
Well, Anthony, I don't know if you were holding the mic farther away or what's good, but that sounded absolutely perfect there. if you talk into it like that, I wouldn't bother with playing with a game. And I'll have to look at mine. I know I think I've got one on the radio, and I might have one in the hotspot also. I'll have to look at those. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Dean, go ahead.
Yeah, that round, everyone sounded perfect. I mean, I don't know how I sound, obviously. But, that is one thing about DMR that I've noticed, but, I love the clarity. I love the, not having any white noise or static on the backside of it, and the coverage of DMR, especially on this MI5 network. I love it. I can run 5 watts with a short antenna, and I can get out just about everywhere. I was in the house. I didn't think I could actually get out from the house, and I actually was able to, so that was kind of impressive. And everywhere I drive, I can pretty well catch the Mount Clemens machine, so it's pretty awesome. KE8OX.
Right there with you. I think it's, I just got my programming all set up correctly on, what was it, Friday, and I am absolutely shocked at the coverage. I stick on so far because I got to keep working on my code plug, but I've been sticking on the Detroit repeater, and I just was leaving Troy talking to you guys with all.
Anthony, keep that spot in mind because you got right into that spot and started to drop out there, so there seems to be a little dead spot you went through. But other than that, you're sounding great. And, I'm a lover of DMR, too. I love the screen that pops up with everybody's info, their
give my ID, name, their location, the group number, you know, all that. It's great. Plus the dashboards. I got a tablet sitting here with the dashboard for my hotspot on my left side, and I got my phone with the dashboard to another radio sitting over on the table that's connected to HubNet in the UK. Yeah, it's kind of fun. I'm getting spoiled, I think. Dean, go ahead.
Yeah, that was Murphy's Law right there. We had to start talking about coverage, and as soon as he went to respond, it was dead. So that was kind of ironic. Back over to you, Anthony. Nothing heard. You still out there, Anthony? KE8LAX. Over to Rick. Go ahead.
Yeah, he must have gotten a real bad spot. Hopefully something didn't happen there. But yeah, those those freeway parking lots at this time of day. I kind of wish I'd been into radios when I was working and getting in those traffic jams, hour and a half drives home. Anyway, Dean, back to you.
I haven't. I definitely haven't found any dead spots, but more recently, anymore, I stick pretty well around home. I was kind of bumming the other day because I had to go to Pontiac and I had nothing but the Mount Clemens machine and the Burnside machine, which is up a little further in the thumb. So I was a little bummed out. I didn't have radio, but that's all right. Back over to you, Rick.
Yeah, the only repeater I could reach from the porch here is the CMC, WHCMC in Detroit there. And, you know, they've got a list of talk groups that they cater to on that repeater there. So it was kind of weird because my Anytone 878, I think it's a 7-watt on VHF and 6-watt on UHF or whatever. And then this new radio, Anytone 168, it's only a 5-watt. So I figured no problem kind of thing. I come out here and I have a hard time getting to the same repeater. So luckily I got two a hotspot and a clear node, so I'm using that radio with the hotspot and the clear node. But yeah, it's my mobile radio that can hit the repeaters pretty easy, but this one's a little bit of a chore. So, but anyway, back to you, Dean.
Yeah, I got my hotspot set up for it. I actually had a hard time trying to get the hotspot figured out, and TCA, KJO, and NAWRO helped me out a lot on getting that figured out, and finally got it figured out, and now that I know that I can actually hit it in the house, I hardly ever use it. Anthony, you did pop up there for a quick second, but there was no audio. If you can get in, go ahead and try again.
If you guys are hearing me, I was under some bridges on 696. Let me know if you hear me. Oh, yeah, we hear you now. I was going to say that. He might be under them, in them tunnels on 696. I guess I would have guessed right. Good to have you back. Gene, go ahead.
Yeah, those tunnels will get you. Those tunnels will get you every time, especially with DMR. I have been stuck in those tunnels in bumper to bumper and been able to get out on analog, but you kind of got to pump the power up a little bit. Over to you, Anthony.
That's where I was. I was under, you know, 696 lower, and I was going under some bridges and just lost you guys. And it doesn't help that I'm on an HT without a external antenna. So, you know, I have the deck stacked against me.
Oh, well, you're doing pretty doggone good then. It's for HT antenna sticking out the window. Now you got to get a little mobile magnet mount antenna sticking on the roof there, and one of those SMA, the PL259 adapter deals, and you'll be all set.
To be honest with you, I've had really good luck with really good luck with just sticking my radio in the cup holder and just talking. I've had really good luck with that. So I'm actually not all that surprised by that statement. KELAX, back over to you.
KRUH. Yeah, you know, I am absolutely shocked by the coverage that I get with DMR compared to what I get with analog. It's obviously everybody knows it's wildly different, but, I couldn't believe the difference. On Friday, when I finally got my code plug working, I was talking in my basement, which is shocking. I'm an HT, so I'm pretty happy with it so far.
Oh, you're killing me. I keep hearing how DMR is, the reach of DMR is better than analog, and I find the opposite on my stuff. It always gets me a little bit confused there, but they still get out either way, but it seems like my analog stuff gets out a whole lot better than the DMR so far. But I haven't played around on mobile, anywhere but the front porch over here. And like you say, down in the basement, I can do both some DMR and some analog from the basement down there. But it sure is fun to play with these toys, ain't it? Dean, go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely a fun, and it can be a frustrating and rewarding hobby, for sure. But with DMR, I know that it's capable of working better with weaker signals based off its packet processing. It's an interesting setup, and I got into DMR originally with a hotspot and running strictly off the Grandmaster, not really understanding the repeaters and how they work. And then I found this MI5 network, and now I have hotspot with my Grandmaster stuff on it, but I don't use it. I like talking locally.
Now this radio that I'm talking on now, I've had for, 4 years, and only used it in analog capacity. And then there's been a lot of talk about this network, and so I started messing with mine again, and here we are. I'm chatting with you guys and super happy, and like you said, feel very accomplished that I got it to work. Yeah, and well, you should there. I got this Anytone 878 back in February, and I fiddled with it. Of course, the analog was easy to program, but I just couldn't get DMR to work, and I was pulling my hair out. And I fiddled with it and get fed up with it, and I don't ever just quit, but I set it away for a week or two kind of thing and go, well, I got to try it again, And I just got it running here in July, I think it was, beginning of July or something like that. So now that I understand it a little better, it's a whole lot easier. But now I got three radios running DMR. Dean, go ahead.
Hi, this is KERUH. I have to cut out, and I will catch up with you gentlemen later. It was good talking to you on the way home here.
KERUH, 73s, and have a good rest of your day. It was great talking with you. Rick, back over to you.
Yeah, good one, Anthony. Good talking with you, good meeting you, and hopefully we can do it again. I'll keep in mind, about this time of day, I'm probably out here having a cigar anyway, so have a good one, and we'll catch you later. KUWOJ. Go ahead, Dean.
One of the other things that I like about this network is the guys at the WHCMN that run this network. The network, I don't know exactly which repeaters, but I know they run off a microwave linking system, which is really, really amazing and interesting. And two, the fact that you can actually ask for permission to use an event channel, such as things like Macomb County ARSPC and things like that. And I think Woodward Dream Cruise also did as well. And they will actually dedicate an event channel, with approval, of course, to be able to use that for your team. So I think that's another really cool feature that's been put together by these guys.
Well, that's great. I, for some odd reason, I can't seem to get to any of the MI5 network there, so I'm stuck with the repeaters, well, like I say, the CMC in Detroit or the hotspot or the clear node. but I'll play around with them. See, now I got that mobile 50 watts, so I can get out a whole lot farther. I got to do some more playing on that.
When you went on the when you went on the website for the MI5 network, did you sign up for the there's a list you sign up for that notifies you, or did you just get the information and put it in your radio?
Yeah, I think the second one there. I think I just popped up on the site there and wrote down the info and popped it in the radio. Probably was the wrong thing to do, eh?
So there's a list. I believe it's w8cmn.org, I believe is the website. And when you go in there, there's a link that they have you click on, and it's a list over Google. And whenever something's going on, because of the way the time slots and stuff work, it notifies you when it's not allowed to be used for regular amateur use. So it notifies you over your phone when they do something with the network, because you've got time slot one and time slot two, but the events will also use the same time slot. So if you start transmitting, let's say they're using event two, and you start transmitting on time slot two, you can actually interfere. So they have a list for everyone using the network to help alleviate those problems.
Oh, gotcha. I've been sticking strictly on statewide one and two, and then you guys mentioned event one the other day, so I got that one set up in there, but I haven't used it at all. but I'm going to check more into that.
Station trying to come through. You're popping up on the screen, but no audio. Try again. Nothing heard. This is KE8LAX. Yeah, that's probably important. The list, I think, is important. You don't get notifications from it all the time, but it's only when they're doing something with the network, and it'll tell you what you're allowed to use that day or during that event or emergency or what have you. There's not a lot of activity on it. I'm certain that I'll be seeing some activity on it come the set, but yeah, that's probably pretty important to get yourself signed up for. Back over to you, Rick.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that. I don't want to get myself in trouble. I just started using this and enjoying it, so I don't want to get booted off anywhere.
Fair enough. Just friendly, just, you know, friendly banter. I just want to make sure that if you weren't already aware, that you are aware. That way everybody can use and enjoy the network and do it in the way that the network was intended. But I absolutely love it. And when you actually go on their website and look at all the different repeaters that are linked and the heat maps and how much of Michigan it actually covers, it's amazing. It goes all the way up to the UP. Like, it's just absolutely amazing. Back over to you, Rick.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, and I appreciate it. I've been sticking around with local stuff. I haven't bothered with the Central Michigan stuff there, but I'm definitely going to look into that. And yeah, it just tickles me to be able to sit on the porch here with an HT and one or two nodes in the house and talk around the world, basically. it's just unbelievable. I wish I had done this 2 years ago.
Well, statewide one and statewide two on time slot one and time slot two are linked all the way through. But there is a couple talk groups like the events, event one, two, three, and four, which I believe are 53, 54, 55, and 56, if I'm correct. And they flip back and forth as you go. So, like event one would be time slot one, event two would be time slot two. But all of the Link Repeaters run those talk groups.
Okay. And what was that website again? CMN something or other. I can't remember now already.
KE8OAX. Please stand by while I actually look it up so I can have it in front of my face for you. Stand by. KE8OAX returning. The website is whiskey8charliemikenovember.net. And that is the Central Michigan Emergency Network website. You should be able to go on there, and if you're going on your phone, you can hit the menu button and go over to MI5 sites and talk groups, and that should give you the link for the Google form and show you everything for all the repeaters and the heat maps. Back over to you, Rick.
Oh, cool. Thank you very much. I'm gonna kind of punch that in there and check it out.
Fair enough. Sounds good. Alrighty. Well, I'm going to have to say 7-3s for now. I gotta take care of some stuff in the house and get some stuff done on the computer, and I will be back on the air a little bit later. It was great talking with you, and I'll be clear on your final. This is KE8OAX.
Okay, Dean. Enjoyed talking with you, and I enjoy listening to you guys every day, working hard on that ARPSC stuff. You have a good one there, and we'll catch you later. KE8WOJ. Thanks for the info too. KE8WOJ, and I'll be standing by.
No problem. At the time, this is Kate. We all are clear.
K8DIY statewide one Brandmeister.
K8DIY, KE8WOJ.
KE8WOJ, KE8DIY, good afternoon. I was trying out the Muskegon DMR repeater, but I don't think it is linked on the system, so switched over to Brandmeister to see if my own call sign had come up. Thank you for coming back to me.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. Yep, it's coming up with all your info, the name and the location and all that good stuff.
Yeah, roger that. Yep, I'm using my own hotspot right now, but just a few minutes ago I called out on the repeater itself, and my name didn't pop up or anything, so I know they were having technical problems with the repeater, and maybe... they're still unresolved, but I'm going to switch back to the repeater and see if my name shows up now or not, if you got a second. Name here is Gordon, by the way.
Hi, Gordon. Nice to meet you. Rick on this end. And, yeah, I'm not going anywhere. Sitting on the porch with a cigar.
All right. Yeah, fantastic weather for it. It's here on the west coast, it's mid-70s, the sun has come out, it's been raining for the past 3 days, so I'm glad to see the sun, and it warmed up a little bit. I was worried that the warm days were behind us, but we're back to t-shirt weather, so thankful for that.
Yes, sir, it still seems like summer over here too. I'm here in Pontiac. And it still seems like summer, except I got a yard full of leaves already.
they're starting to come down here. It's actually been so dry that some of the trees have just given up and they've died or peeled off their leaves and just dropped them early without going through any of the colors. But still pretty green, but it's coming. The sumac definitely is all red and orange already. So stand by. I'm going to switch to the repeater and see if you can still hear me or not. This is K8DIY.
Okay, no problem. I'll be here.
All right, I'm back. Tried calling you twice, but, I'm not seeing anything on this end, and I'm guessing you didn't hear anything on your end.
Absolutely right. Not a thing. Nothing popped up, and no audio, no nothing there.
Yeah, something. Yeah, you're going to have to look at the programming again. Something ain't right there.
Affirmative on that. Yep, I'll have to talk to the technical people. You know, the repeater, you know, I get the Grant phone or whatever you want to call it. My radio and the repeater's radio know the handshake, but I don't think I'm getting out past the local repeater. It's not talking to the rest of the network for some reason, and that's over my head as far as how all that works, but I know the people to talk to. So, wrapped up training today. Down here for 3 days of training, and now I'm heading back to my, I actually brought my camper with me, so heading back to the camper and going to do some parks on the air.
Oh, cool. That sounds like fun. It'd be a good weekend for me, too. Weekend's over. I'm retired, so I don't know what the heck day it is most of the time. And it sounds like fun anyway. But, usually the problems, there is usually a color code problem or a time slot problem there. Just, you know, check that, and once you get that right, it'll be a piece of cake.
All right. Well, I guess the other thing could be, is I know this Brandmeister bridge, if two people are on Brandmeister, they can talk to each other. But to be on the rest of the network, you have to be on, I think it's 3504 or 3805 or a specific master. But I imagine you're on a proper MI5 repeater on your end of things. I'll definitely have to examine my configuration on this end and make sure everything is the way it should be.
Yeah, I'm on a hotspot like you, and I believe the Brandmeister DMR host is 3104 is the right one. I had a clear note I was using, and when it was kind of partially set up when the guy sent it to me, and it was set up for 3103, and it's still working, but Brandmeister kept telling me invalid password there, and finally one of the fellows on here told me, no, it's got to be 3104. So once I switched it, everything works like a charm now.
Oh, yep, definitely copy that. 3104, as soon as you, I guess I should have figured 310 is kind of the code for United States or North America or something, so everything's 310. So 3104 sounds right, so I'll double check hotspot is on 3104, because that could be why I'm not showing up. Anyway, Rick, I just pulled into my destination, got to go through security here, so... I'm going to hand it back to you with a 73, but I appreciate you coming back to me this afternoon. K8DIY.
Okay, Gordon, my pleasure. Anytime, and you have a good, safe trip there and camping there, and hope we'll catch you down the road, hopefully. K8WOJ, I'll be standing by.
All right, well, security wasn't anything special. They didn't need to see my paperwork, just gave me a wave, and that's how I like it, I guess. I figure, why else would I be here if I wasn't camping? So, Rick, you have yourself a good afternoon. Enjoy this lovely summer day, and I'm sure I'll catch you on down the log. It's K8DIY. I'll be clear. Brandmeister, or not Brandmeister, MI5, statewide one.
Okay, Gordon 73s, and it's always good when security don't do much. Yeah. Good luck with your POTA. Hope you get a lot of contacts. Catch you later. K8WOJ, I'll be standing by.
KYNU, monitoring statewide one.
KAYNU, KEALAX. How are you doing today, Dave?
Well, I'm all right. How are you? How are you doing? You getting Windley Golf figured out and ready for the set?
I was getting it ready just in general, just to have it under my belt. But then I found out that we're kind of using it for the set. So Tim and I were kind of working on it, and like I had mentioned in our message, I'm going to meet up with him at the Sinclair County meeting and he wanted to work on some RF and offered for me to use his DigiRig, so I'm going to bring a laptop and a radio with me and work on that.
All right, yeah, sounds good. If you need any help, let me know. Riley's another good contact to have for Windlink. Guy's solid, knows his business, knows his stuff when it comes to Windlink. So definitely reach out, and like I said, reach out to me if you need anything for that.
I appreciate it. Actually, speaking of Riley, do you ever get a chance to send that email over to him?
I have not, but I will do that when I get home. Been getting things ready for the set. Completed the scenario, so that'll be ready and good to go for the set. So when I get home, though, I will I'll go ahead and do that for you.
Well, I'm assuming that he would be at that meeting, so I mean, I can handle it if I'm actually going to be face to face with him.
Okay, yeah, that's fine too. Tim will be there, and Tim's kind of our HR person, so whatever you want to do is fine with me.
If it's less workload on you, I will absolutely do it that way, since I'm gonna be there already. When we had discussed it, I had no intentions nor any thinking that I would be out that way. So this is a recent thing. So yeah, I can handle it. Not a big deal.
Okay. Yeah. Not a problem at all. Like I said, I'm here. So if you need anything, let me know. And looking forward to the set. I think St. Clair College's meeting will be good. You'll learn a lot there. They got a lot of good guys up there, and good way to make contacts and have that camaraderie going into the set and going into disaster response.
Fair enough. Yeah, I definitely appreciate it. I'm actually kind of excited about the RF side of things. I know Tim was saying it's a lot easier to go to ground zero and get your stuff set up, and then you can kind of work your way out and see where your limitations are as far as being able to receive the sites. And he was also saying something about possibly sometime next year, I think he said, the Windlink node being set up in Mount Thurman, so that'll be cool as well. But yeah, I'm gonna just pop back and monitor on your final KE8YNUs and KE8LAX.
Alrighty, sir. Yeah, definitely exciting stuff. So I'm here if you need me. Reach out and have fun and enjoy your evening. 73, yeah. KE8YNU monitor.
That ain't DVF, does it?
I did not catch the call. This is KE8LAX. You are loud and clear, 5-9.
NADVF.
NADVF, KE8LAX.
Thanks for coming back. I didn't think I was going to be able to make it from where I'm at in Mount Clemens, so I just wanted to make sure this was working good.
Yep, you're coming in loud and clear. Which machine are you off of? Because there is a machine in Mount Clemens.
I'm coming in on Mount Clemens, but I'm in Elmont on an HT, so that's why I was surprised.
Oh, wow, that's really impressive. Elmont, copy that.
I thought I'd have a better chance of the Burnside machine, but it doesn't appear to be in range of an HT.
Yeah, I've been having problems with the Burnside machine myself, but KWRO, Tim, he just tested the Burnside machine from his house. I believe he was using the base, but he was able to get in really good.
Do you know what power he was running? Because I've been hemming and hawing on getting rid of my 2730V that I'm using as a base and putting in like a MB9600 just so I could cover DMR and analog.
NAWRO, Tim, are you monitoring? nothing heard. I think I heard him say that he was using a Kinect system, and I think he said he was on medium power, but I don't know that radio, so I'm not positive what the wattage was.
Well, regardless, it was more than the 5 watts I'm pumping out right now, so yeah, I imagine it would do better, if not, or just as good, if not better. Let me try now that I got someone over here. Let me flip over to Burnside and see if you can hear me.
Copy that, KEAX, standing by.
NADVF, you copy?
This is KEAX, I do copy. A little bit of packet loss there, but I do have a copy.
Copy that. I'm wondering if I was on the Bancroft instead of the Burnside. I've got him programmed in here. A buddy of mine gave me his OpenGD77 code plug, but kind of seals the deal for me. I think I'm going to have to get a 9600.
Copy that. Yeah, like I said, a little bit of breaking up, a little bit of packet loss, but I definitely 100% readable on the Burnside.
I don't think I made it into that one. I was trying Detroit. All right, well, I appreciate the radio check. You sound good as well. I don't know where you're at, but you're in there good.
Yeah, not a problem anytime. I'm a stone throw from the machine. I'm currently in Chesterfield at 21 and Gratiot, so I'm a stone throw. I figure I'd be getting in good. But you have a good rest of your day. I'm glad it was a good check and you were able to get into both machines. This is KE8LAX saying 73s and monitoring.
KE8LAX from NADDF. Appreciate it again. Hope you have a good night, and I'm sure you'll hear me out here pretty soon. I might order that radio right now. 73, NADDF, I'll be clear.
State-wide, medium monitoring, state-wide, what?
KE8YNU, KE8YNU, NAWRO. KE8YNU, NAWRO. Nothing heard, NAWRO listening.
KEAW, discussion.
NAWRO, NAWRO, this is KE8LAX. You out there, Tim?
K8DIY mobile on statewide one, monitoring.
KEAW monitoring, statewide one.